Tell us what you make of these numbers. I mean, they're really stepping things up.
They really are. This is an interesting time of the year. It's when the IRS works real hard to convince people to file truthful returns. Texas has more last-minute filers than most states. I'm one of them. I'm going to be working on my return this weekend. The U.S. voluntary compliance system is really geared off of a fear of the IRS. Now, let me give you some statistics that may be of interest to the listeners. This is according to the U.S. Treasury Department's Statistics of Income. That's called the 2010 Data Book. In 2009, there were 142 million individual returns refiled. Nine of the 10 individual filers used either a paid preparer or tax software like TurboTax. The laws are a whole lot more complicated. Of that 142.8 million returns, 1.58 million, a little over 1%, were examined in 2010. Now, just so people don't tune out and say, well, gee, that's just the rich folks, 575,000, one-third of those audited returns, were people making roughly less than $40,000 a year. It's not just the fat cats that get audited. The statistics generally start about 1.1%. If you're making more than a half a million bucks, which is nice, you're up north of 2%. If you're making over a million, you're at 6.6. And if you're really nice in the 10 million plus category, you're over 18%. Now the numbers are up markedly from the 2008 returns. The IRS is increasing the audits.
Norm, is it fair to say that with the government and the situation that it's in, we're looking at these massive budget shortfalls, that they are going to be cracking down on the people who are not paying their taxes, obviously, but it's more to their benefit, it's more bang for the buck, if you will, to go after those people who are making over $500,000, who are making over $10 million a year? I mean, if they're going to concentrate their efforts, you would think that's where it would be.
Well, a couple thoughts come to mind. In late 2009, the IRS established a thing called the Global High Wealth Industry Group to target these high income and high net worth people. It was reported once that famous bank robber Willie Sutton, when he was asked why he robbed banks, he said, "That's where the money is."
Yeah.
So that's really where the IRS is headed. When they start one of these audits of the rich people, they actually refer to them in a trade sometimes as audits from hell. The IRS comes out and they start at the bottom of your return, work to the top of your return, leaving nothing in between out. And they really, really dig out data for the last 3 years. They're also working real hard on offshore bank accounts. There was a 2009 voluntary disclosure program where about 7,500 people came forward. That program has been resurrected. And it's not just civil exposure, it's also criminal exposure. I was in Washington last week meeting with the Department of Justice. They want to put some clients in jail on offshore bank accounts. And I think people need to realize it's not just if you own offshore bank accounts, but if you have signatory authority over an account, your mom is a citizen of Mexico and you're on her Mexican bank account, by golly, you better disclose that, because if you don't, you're going to be in hot water.
You could be some trouble there.
In hot water.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Norm Lofgren is an estate and tax lawyer at Looper Reed & McGraw. We appreciate it. Lots of talk about your money. We'll check how stocks are doing in 1 minute. It's 10:24.
Attention.